This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
تبارك الذي نزل الفرقان على عبده ليكون للعالمين نذيرا وتبارك الذي جعل في السماء بروجا وجعل فيها سراجا وقمرا منيرا وهو الذي جعل الليل والنهار خلفة لمن أراد أن يذكر وأراد شكورا وعباد الرحمن الذين يمشون على الأرض هونا وإذا خاطبهم الجاهلون قالوا سلاما والصلاة والسلام على المعلم الجليل المؤيد بجبريل المذكور في التوراة والإنجيل نشهد أنه بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين فصلوات الله وسلامه عليه ما تطوع مسك وفاح وما ترنم حمام وصح وما هذل غرق وناح أما بعد إخوتي في الله فاعلم أن خير الكلام كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم أما بعد. We all tired, as we can all see, I personally would like to sleep right here. Driving home, it seems like going to taking a long journey to the city of Mecca. But alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kana amruhu maf'ula. So therefore we have to finish the amr, or what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had decreed for us for the night. Since last talk that we had about the sisters and some of the brothers got jealous, and they said, Brother Saeed, what about us? So alhamdulillah, I decided to continue talking about sisters. So we will continue talking about the subject inshallah. لَعَلَّ اللَّهَ يُحْدِثُ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ أَمْرًا. Now, if we talk about, continue with the same subject, I'm not going to talk about awakening the giant, but we'll talk about uncompromising honor. So, or uncompromised honor بِإِذْنِهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. And we will talk about a few points that the sisters also need to know. And I don't want them to think, alhamdulillah, Brother Saeed mentioned a lot of things that the brothers should do for the sisters and the status of the sisters, and therefore there is no responsibility towards the sisters. At the same time, I don't want them to live with no instruction or directions. There are a few things that they need to do بِإِذْنِهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى, and there are certain things that we need to do for them. First of the things that as a Muslims we need to understand, especially as men, we need to understand there is no need for Muslims to fight for their rights. If they were Christian or they were any other religion, I will say fight for your right. But alhamdulillah, Islam gave women their rights 1400 years ago, therefore there is no need for them to have Muslim women movement or Muslim women rights organizations or Muslim women abuse shelters or something. None of that is acceptable in Islam, because alhamdulillah thumma alhamdulillah, Allah has gave them the right that they deserve. But the sisters also have to understand that they themselves were fooled. They were fooled by the kuffar. What did the kuffar tell them? They told them, if you become like us, then you will achieve success like us. And what the sisters don't understand is, look what happened to the other religions. Look to the Christianity. The day that they say, we drop the Bible and we do not need the Bible, we don't want to practice the Bible, what happened? They reached the moon. They became civilized people. They study, they learn, they develop, they improve, they revive everything. But look what happened to the Muslim the day that we said we don't want the Quran. Where are we? What happened to us? We went to zero, went to square one. Why? Because the Bible was the thing that's holding them down as humans. If you're a scientist and you say the earth is this or that, they will say, no, he's a devil, kill him. Where in Islam, in the Quran, the first ayah was Iqra, learn, read, understand, write. You know, that's the difference. So the day that they say, we don't want this Bible, we don't want the church, let us separate the church from the state. So we have church and we have state, they say they prosper. They learn, they're human. They develop. But the day that Muslims said, we don't want the Quran, وَقَالَ الرَّسُولَ إِيَا رَبِّ إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا. The day that we made hijrah from the book of Allah, what happened? We became followers of those individuals. We became people who follow other nations. And this is what the sisters also need to understand. These kuffar, they said, listen, if you follow us, your women will become like our women. We want that. The answer is no. يعني معوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. But no, this is the microphones of Ahl Sunnah. Now, what happens here is if we can someone fix the microphone, ya ikhwan? Maybe if we use that one, would be a lot better. Just this one. Okay, this one. Is working. The sister, brothers can hear the sisters talking from here. So sisters, please, if you can stop or refrain from talking, then everybody can benefit, inshallah. If you don't want to listen, then inshallah, take your kids, take your husband if he's here, and go home. But if you want to listen, if you want to listen, please sit down and let us all, inshallah, finish whatever time that is left for the night, inshallah. As I was saying, ikhwati fillah, this non-Muslim or this Western society in general, or non-Muslim society, they try to brainwash our sisters. And you see, unfortunately, sisters, instead of carrying the mushaf of Kitabullah subhanahu wa ta'ala, instead of carrying 40 hadith to memorize, instead of reviewing the what they already memorized from the Quran, you see them reading this crazy magazine, talking about, oh, how to please your husband, 100 ways to please your husband. And the one who wrote that has no husband. Yani subhanAllah. The one who wrote that herself has no husband. Yani فَاقِدُ الشَّيْءِ لَا يُعْطِي. Yani if he doesn't have, if you don't have, you can't give. And the Muslims say, oh look, you know, you do this with your eyebrows, you do this, you change the color of your hair, you can please your husband. No, ya ikhwati fillah. أطيب الطيب. أطيب الطيب. The most beautiful thing is wudu. يعني سبحان الله. You don't need any of these things. All you need is wudu. يعني النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أو أبو هريرة قال من أراد أن يطيل غرته فليفعل. All you need is wudu. So the sisters, my نصيحة to them is, if you really want be like خديجة بنت خويلد, if you want to be like Umm Sulaym, if you want to be like Aisha, if you want to be like the mother of Ahmed bin Hanbal, then drop this nonsense magazines and pick up the Quran and read the Sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and learn who you are. I mean, we were supposed to be talking about a waking giant. Let's talk about the giant that is asleep. Well, they are one of those giants are asleep. They don't understand what they are. You know, subhanAllah, if Allah has given you all that, and you were fooled by nonsense, then you really, you don't understand your status and your position in this deen. Now, also, ya ikhwati fillah, if you see how this Western society, how do they use or abuse women? They abuse them in everything. You know, they want to do advertise for a tire. You see a woman that is almost undressed. Yani it's not like you're going to bring four women and put them in your vehicle and bismillah. No. You need tires. What she has to do, what she's doing there is because this is how the society works. You know, they see, they tell you in psychology, they taught us this, that if you want to convince someone to buy something that he doesn't need, what do? You aggravate his sexual urge or need. So you don't need tires, but you see this person that's beautiful woman next to the tires, and you sold. You may even have a vehicle, but you have four tires. You don't have a car, but you have four tires. It's because this is how they want to, you know, manipulate people. But a mu'mina, subhanallah, when she goes, when she's going out, she understands that she is a hamil al-risala, and a person with on a mission. Not anybody who just want to go out and in and out. No, someone on a mission, walillahi alhamd. The other thing that the sisters really go through sometimes, and we brothers are responsible, we put cap on the sisters. And I know, for a fact, I don't need ayat and hadith to prove this, but sometimes we hinder sisters. And the proof is, you see the sister side before marriage, they volunteer, mashallah, they learn, they're in the classes, in halaqat, they read, they came to halaqat al-Qur'an, the mama is the book of Allah. As soon as she gets married, khalas, she says, qabiltu from this end, and she says, I divorce Islam from the other end. And this is something that is not right, ya ikhwati fillah. So we are brothers doing something wrong. Why as soon as we marry these sisters, they're not developing, they're not continuing with their education, Islamic education? Why are they just being, alhamdulillah, I have a husband now, I have two kids, three kids, four kids, khalas. No. We need the sisters to continue learning their deen. And husbands, brothers, let us fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and let us not discourage the sister to drop Islam and be housewife. Yes, I'm not saying, please don't get me wrong. I'm not saying the sister, she should be mashallah, tawafa, in every masjid, in every house, except her house. We're not saying this. We're saying, no. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made everything balanced in Islam. So time for halaqa, time for personal development, time for her husband, time for the children, time for the house. There are a lot of responsibility. So the brothers also should make this responsibility easy for the sister. So for the sisters, like when they accepting proposal, they should number one see the deen of that individual. You know, the deen of the brother, mashallah. Not how nice is his vehicle, what kind of vehicle is he driving, you know, mashallah. I always say to the brothers, always, you know, look at the brothers, mashallah. Have you ever seen, it's not in the masajid, but when we have event outside, like schools, university, and the brothers, what do you guys do, brothers? What do? You put the four windows down, you jump Sa'd al-Ghamidi, and you come and you drive, and you make your little tawaf on the school. And the sisters, they're like, oh, look at that car. And the car is from Enterprise, it's a rental vehicle. But the sisters doesn't know that. You know, but the brothers, like, she's like, oh my God, he's so cute. He has no teeth, mashallah. He's not, but he's cute. And it's not the person that is cute, it's the car that is cute. You know, sisters, they should look for someone with deen. Alhamdulillah. Yani, when Asma bint Umayyah came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and she said, ya Rasulullah, three individuals came and proposed to me. Abu Jahl, Muawiyah, you know, and what should I do? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no. Abu Jahl, darraba lil nisa. He said, no, Abu Jahl, it's women. So stay away from that. He is a very harsh person, very difficult person. He's not good with women. So drop him. Muawiyah, Sa'luk is poor. Why don't you marry Usama? Usama, who used to be a slave, his father was a slave, his mother was a slave, but he's حب رسول الله صلى الله عليه رسول الله loved him so much. And she married Usama, and from that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed her with ni'mah. Likewise, when a lady came to Umar bin al-Khattab, in the middle of the night, she said, Ya Amir al-Mu'min, he was the Amir, I need your advice. He said, about what? She said, Az-Zubair bin Awam proposed to me. Az-Zubair bin Awam radiyallahu anhu proposed to me. قال أنعم به رجلا. Wow. Zubair bin Awam, wow. What a wonderful man. عشر مبشرين بالجنة حواري رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. The son of Safiya bint عبد المطلب رضي الله عنه. يعني, but he said no, but he beats women. No, so don't marry him. الزبير, من منا مثل الزبير؟ والله his shoes are better than all of us, الله أعلم. يعني الزبير شعر في جسد الزبير خير من ذا سعيد and 10,000 like brother Sa'id. But قال أبو عمر بن الخطاب, no, don't marry him, he's not gentle with women. MashaAllah, in the middle of the night turns to Mike Tyson, boom, you know, stay away from him, you know. So she didn't, radiallahu anha, she did not marry him. So a brother, when you marry a sister, fear Allah concerning her and treat her well. The other thing, ya ikhwati fillah, is a lot of sisters, again, they become too busy with their affairs. And the husbands also say, well, we're living in a very difficult time. My income is not enough. We want a house that, inshallah, you know, 20 to 30 or 25 square feet. We want a nice house. So you go get a job too. It is your responsibility. You're the man. You know? You take responsibility of her. That's her, yes, through your responsibility to take care of her. So you should provide for her and let the sister fear Allah in her house, and that is coming bi-idhnillahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also something that we're not doing it is we no longer have the ghira that is needed. There's no ghira in us, ya ikhwati fillah, nowadays. There's no jealousy. Yani you don't have that ghira, that manhood. That is subhanallah. Now if a man looks at your sister or your wife, a brother passed by and he looks at her, what should you do? Knock him out, right? But he says, oh brother, how are you? She's my sister. How did they youth? That is not acceptable. You know, you should not introduce your sister. Oh, no, 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 no. No. Unacceptable, ya ikhwati fidla. I told you the story of when the ayah, the hukum of a man finding another man with his wife. What is the ruling initially? The ruling was, go and get four witnesses. فَقَالَ سَعَدْ بِنُ مُعَادْ سَعَدْ بِنْ عُبَادْ, I'm sorry. And you know Sa'ad bin Ubadah radiyallahu anhu. Sa'ad bin Ubadah, he was the man that he got married, and the family delivered the wife on a horse. And as soon as he got off the horse, what did he do? He took his dagger and he killed the horse. Ya rajul ittaqillah. He said, no man would sit when my wife sat. Yani that's how jealous this man was. No. Let him live, let the horse live. La. في سبيل الله حلال ذبيحة on the spot. No. يعني just a thought. Oh, 5 years later, man sat at the same spot. He would not sleep with that thought. And he killed the horse. And then Allah said in the Quran, go and find four witnesses if you find a man with your wife. فقال سعد يا رسول الله أجل فاجر المع. You want me to find a man with my wife? I say, guys, stay where you are. I'll bring four witnesses, inshallah. Just don't get anywhere. He said, Ya Rasulullah, by the time I bring the witness, they will be done. Khalas. The business is over. It's all Dalai Lama business. What do you expect? قال والله يا رسول الله والله لأقتل, I will kill them both with my sword, with the back of my sword. Yeah, he will not just kill with the edge of his sword, no, the back, so they can die slowly. That's how he wants to kill them. So the Sahaba is like, how could you talk to this? How could you say this to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَتَعَجَبُونَ مِنْ غَيْرَةِ سَعَاد وَاللَّهِ إِنِّي لَأَغْيَرُ مِنْ سَعَاد وَاللَّهُ أَغْيَرُ مِنْ. He said, are you concerned about his jealousy? Wallahi, I'm more jealous than Sa'd, and Allah is more jealous than I. A'rabi, a Bedouin, he was walking with his wife, and his wife looked at another man, and he saw that. فَقَالِ الْحَقِّ بِأَهْلِكَ. Go back to your family. She said, what? It was just a look. And he said this poem to her. قَالَ إِذَا وَقَعَ الذُّبَابُ عَلَى الطَّعَامِ رَفَعْتُ يَدِي وَالنَّفْسِ تَشْتَهِيهِ وَتَجَنَّبَتِ الْأُسُودَ وُرُودَ مَاءٍ إِذَا كُنَّ الْكِلَابُ وَرَغْنَ فِيهِ. Listen to this. He said, if a fly lands on my food while I'm eating, and I still need to eat that food, I will draw my hand from the food. Because a fly landed on my food. Yani it's filth, khalas. I don't want to put myself to the point that I would eat something that a fly land on it. قال إذا وقع الذباب على الطعام. إذا وقع, when a fly lands on the food, رفعت يدي ونفسي تشتهيه. يعني I still want to eat that food. I love you. يعني I still love you. But I cannot live with the thought that you looked at someone else. I cannot do this. Though I love you, I will go against my heart. قال وتجنبت الأسود ورود ماء. He said, lions don't drink what the dogs drank from. And the lions don't drink from the same spot that the dogs drank from. I can't. And this is what is needed. But as we said, oh, it's okay. She's working with the man in the room. Oh, come on. Be civilized, Brother Saeed. Why are you guys being Wahhabis? Why are you guys being, you know, come on, don't be too rigid. I trust my wife. If you tell me that I should feel jealous, that means I don't trust her. SubhanAllah. What do you do with such a brother, ya ikhwati fillah? You take him for a walk, and you come back alone. You know, leave him there, inshallah. Because he doesn't deserve to live as a decent person. So, this is not the case for a mu'min, ya ikhwati fillah. Now, what do we need from the sisters? There are certain things that is needed from the sisters, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward them. And I hope they listen to this, because again, unless we have instruction and directions to go, we cannot go anywhere. First thing that they need, they have to understand that hijab, it is not something that you desire. It is not something that you said, when I feel like it, I will. When I'm ready for hijab, I will wear hijab. When that time comes, when my iman grows, let me work on my iman first. Let me work on this, you know. Let me go through the halaqat and I be part-time hijabi. When hijab, you know, I'll wear hijab. La. You have no option here. Ya ayyuha an-nabiyyu, qul li azwajika wa banatika wa nisa'i al-mu'minin yudnina 'alayhinna min jalabibihin. Yani mas'ala, it is done deal. It's not something that we need your opinion. It is done. You don't, the brother cannot say, I don't feel like praying. Let me upgrade my iman. We don't need your opinion and you don't need my opinion. Salah is fard. Hijab is fard. No feelings involved. All the faraid, all five pillars of Islam, your feelings were, you were not even asked a question. You were told, do it. You say you're abd. You slave, you servant, do it. I don't want to hear your opinion in this case. Five pillars of Islam, faraid is done. So when it comes to hijab, you don't say, when I feel like it or when I'm ready. And those sisters, mashallah, who have what we call sinjab. Tarifun al-sinjab, ya ikhwa? It's a word, half of it is English and the other half is Arab. Sin, by the injab, the bringer of sins. We call it sinjab. What does it do? They have this hijab, little hijab. I don't know where they sell these things. Probably Nike sells this, one of those. But it's not hijab, but she calls it hijab. Or she wears the abaya that's so tight. All sisters, they wear abaya and they wear tight sweater on the top of the abaya. And they look like hot balloon. You know? Why would they do this? Allahu a'lam. La. Hijab is hijab. Allah said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the ulama agreed to this and gave the description of the hijab. Follow those instructions. Not, you know, part-time thing or call something that they call hijab and it's not in reality hijab. The other thing that ikhwati fillah, that the sisters should do, including beside the hijab, is some of them they go out with makeups. Or muta'attara, perfumes. And this is again unacceptable in Islam. يقول صلى الله عليه وسلم أن المرأة إذا تطيبت وخرجت من بيتها من بيت زوجها بدون إذنه لعنتها الملائكة حتى تعود. This is one of many, many different narrations, different ahadith, that a woman, if she leaves the house with atr, then number one, another hadith says zaniya. Another hadith says malaika curse until she comes back. So makeup and these things are not allowed in Islam. And then mashallah, sisters, they say, oh, we're not going to put hijab, I mean in makeup and lipstick. And what do? They put, what do they call this for the lip gloss? How do you know that? I had to take that shot. Now, see, that's also, it's like the Yahud. Allah said, don't do this, they go around and do it from the other angle. Allah said, do not fish on Saturdays. So what do? They put the net on, you know. So this is unacceptable. You can't. Why would you put that thing on your lips? Unless you want, mashallah, for your lips to shine, and when you're passing by, the brother's like, ooh, mashallah, lift the sunglasses up and look at your lips. Yeah. Unacceptable. So this is a part that the sisters have to be aware of it, bi-idhnillah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, and this is especially for sisters who either burn oud, burn unsi, you know, all these things, this is part of it. So you cannot be in that case and cannot be like this. Also, ya ikhwati billah, other thing that the sisters need to do is to avoid, for them to be those sisters that we're looking for, to avoid listening to music and watching and, you know, Islamic movies. You have to understand, I don't think there is a movie made by Hollywood except that it has something haram. There's no movie that is halal movie that is made by kuffar. Tell me one movie that is halal movie. Batman is haram, I'm telling you. If he was coming with the Batman, it's haram. Spider-Man is haram. You know, they have to have that scene that said, well, we have, you know, action, you know, we have a story, then we also have that part. We have to. It's part of what they sell. So music also, you just can't say, and again, some say, oh, astaghfirullah, music is haram. But I will listen to, what is this guy? Sami Yusuf. And they say, no. He's singing about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he's playing Arabic music. I say, mashallah. Now we have a Kafiri music is haram, but the Pakistani and Somali and Arab music is halal. Music is music. And Sami Yusuf, you cannot listen to him because he used music. And anyone who uses music instruments, haram, ya ikhwati fillah. Anashid is, ulama rahimahum Allah, they have fatawi about it. Someone has to show me this. This group, they came, no, not native, they came, they're kids from Maryland. They came up with the non-Muslim songs and they slam a knife. And then he would say, Rawahu Bukhari, mashallah. That's the only thing that's missing. So this, one of the scene, they had a person who's playing Saudi Sheikh, you know, standing, halal, halal, halal. And they were said this was given by a Sheikh, No, he has a... What's your mama? You know, what's your imama, Sheikh? What's your something? And I could not understand. And they said, no, it means shake what your mom gave you. What are you going to shake? What are you going to shake with the imama? Yeah, these things isn't halal. Well, for you to, number one, for you to be able to mimic these people, you have to listen to those songs so many times. Another scene, I can relate this one, because they were singing the song of Michael Jackson, Beat It. And he was, read the Quran. Well, that's disrespecting, ikhwati fillah. But this, see again, we're playing the game of Yahud. We're saying, oh, this is haram, we're not touching the haram, but we're touching the cousin of haram. Yani, it's very the same family. This is not the same, ikhwati fillah, and we should avoid this, especially the sisters and as well as the brothers, bi idnihi subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the ulama, rahimahum Allah, said that the punishment of listening to music, ya ikhwati fillah, qala al-ghina'u barid al-zina. Al-ghina is the mailbox of a zina. And really, ghina leads you to a zina. That's what it is. And your heart can either take Quran or take the filth of these people, what they call it, music. So, ya ikhwati fillah, in a nutshell, we need a sister, a Muslimah, number one, to have iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inna al-mu'minina wal-mu'minat. And we also need a sister to stay at home as long there is no need for her to go out. Sister should stay home. You know, brothers, we go out because we have to work. If the sister doesn't have to work and there's no need for her to go out, she should stay at home as much as possible, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يقول وَقَرْنَا فِي بُيُوتِكِنْ فِي بُيُوتِكِنَّ وَلَا تَبَرَّجْنَ تَبَرُّجَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ الْأُولَى. So, ya ikhwati fillah, this is the best thing. Aisha radiallahu anha, when she was asked what is the best thing for women and what is the best thing for men, she said the best thing for women is for not to be seen by men, and the best thing for men not to be seen by women. But subhanAllah, is something that is, what can we do? Sometimes we have to go out, especially living in this country. Also, there's something sisters need to do, because I see brothers doing this more than the sisters, subhanAllah. And that is غط البصر. غط البصر. And the sisters who think, yani, niqab is not wajib, I repeat, niqab is wajib. Based on the strongest of the two opinions, niqab is wajib. But the sisters not wearing niqab, mashallah, we see a lot of others, they lower their gaze, but the sisters nowadays, they don't lower their gaze. And they use hadith Aisha, said, well, Aisha radiallahu anha was watching the Abyssinian playing. So it is okay for the women to look. Not when the man is standing right in front of you. Aisha radiallahu anha was hiding behind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, and again, we discriminate. Sisters, they discriminate. They see Abu Muslimah, they say, oh, sister, brother, how are you? MashaAllah. But when David comes by, hey, Dave, what's up? Yani, as though it's haram for her to look at Abu Muslimah, but it's halal for her to look at that guy. SubhanAllah, at least this Muslim man, he has haya, he has iffah, he knows that he cannot, but this man has none of that. So, sisters and the brothers, both we should lower our gaze, bi-idnihi subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third and the last, ya ikhwati fillah, is for the sisters also to, actually before last, is for the sisters to control their tongue. And the last point I would advise the sisters to do, bi-idnillah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is to become a da'iyat. Callers to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Call people to the haqq, to the truth. And instead of talking about a ghibah and namima, and backbiting this and who got married, who got divorced, and who got engaged, and who finished school, and who traveled and came back, how about if we give, the sisters start giving da'wah. Da'wah to each other. Every building that you see there's more than one family, Muslim family, let the sisters get together. And at the end of the halaqah, if they cannot come to the masjid. If they can all, if they all can come and travel to the masjid and meet at the masjid, and they want to review something that they learn, or you know, correct their pronunciation, or sit under a sheikh, or something like this, that's well, that's good. But without taking some of these steps, we may not be moving forward. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a'la wa a'lam. وجزاكم الله خيرا. For the questions, I assume that all the questions will be answered tomorrow بإذنه سبحانه وتعالى. Is that the case, Hassan or Nuh? Any of them here? I think this question will be answered tomorrow. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum.